Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today we're going to be focusing and talking about, you know, Israel and also the Jews that are around the world, but the ones that are here with us in America, and how we need to stand up as Christians for everyone, but stand up for the Jews. As a matter of fact, in Brooklyn, just this last Saturday, two teenagers with their grandfather were walking down the street in Brooklyn, and there's a lot of Jewish citizens in Brooklyn, and somebody began to shoot at them. I don't know who it was, began to shoot at them, and they thought they were under fire, but they found out, as a matter of fact, take a look at this.
A Brooklyn neighborhood is on high alert tonight after a series of possible bias attacks. Police say somebody has been targeting members of the Jewish community with paintballs. CBS 2's Alana Gold spoke exclusively to one of the victims.
You can't miss the pink and blue paint splattered across the sidewalk at Morton Street and Juliana Place in Williamsburg after someone shot off a paintball gun.
And my grandchild was very afraid because he thought it's a bullet.
The sound startling Abraham Francis and his two teenage grandsons walking home from the synagogue down the block around 10 o'clock Friday night.
We felt on our shoulder some shots.
The paintballs fired right at them, hitting both of the boys, who then ran off with no injuries.
Did you have paint all over your clothes?
I don't. My grandchildren, yes.
Where was the paint? Where were they hit?
They had it on the pants, on the shoes, on the jacket.
Police now investigating this as a hate crime and looking for the shooter. Abraham Francis says it happened so fast he couldn't see who did this or what direction the paintballs came from.
You're afraid. We have no weapons. We don't fight back.
There was a similar scare about a half mile away last Sunday night. Police say a 37-year-old man was targeted when he was walking by this intersection of Kent and Hughes.
If somebody can shoot a paintball, who knows? God knows what's going to be tomorrow.
That victim, a Hasidic Jew, struck in the face with a paintball but wasn't hurt either. According to investigators, someone in a car fired that shot while driving by.
Everybody wants to know that they can walk home safely. They don't have to bend backwards to see what's going to happen.
Police say the incidents could be linked. People in this Jewish community just need this to stop and hope police find whoever's doing this. In Williamsburg, Ilana Gold, CBS 2 News.
The Hate Crimes Task Force is also looking into a third incident from last week. Community leaders say it happened as a man walked home from nighttime services. He did not report any injuries.
So you're looking at a horrific incident to an American citizen. Of course, they're shooting at this dressed Jewish man and his family that you can, it's not mistaken, and they're firing what ended up being paintballs. But can you imagine if that happened to, which would be a tragic thing, but happened to an African American in America? We would be all over that and going, you cannot do that to our citizens, no matter what their race is, no matter what their beliefs are. And it's like almost, it's like people are winking at that and thinking that's called anti-Semitism, which means racism towards Jews. In other words, because you're Jewish, I'm hating you, not liking you, not wanting you here, just because of their race. You know, being Jewish is not an idea. Jewish is a race. It's actually a human race. And now we have reports by CBN News is reporting that the Virginia Bar Association were scheduled to go have their event inside of Israel. But guess what? They're canceling it, not wanting to be associated with it. It comes to a point. Notice this. If you stand up for God and you stand up for Israel, which is also standing up for God, standing up for the Jewish people, understand you're going to be hated. Jesus said everyone's going to hate you. We got to get over this. I want everybody to love me and everybody to like me. He said, everyone's going to hate you for my sake. And the specific sake is we have to stand up for human race and stand up for Israel. Now, look what the Virginia Bar Association is doing, reported by CBN. Take a look at this.
Thanks, George. Well, since Benjamin Netanyahu won re-election as prime minister, the tension has grown between Israel and Washington and beyond. There have been some calls to boycott Israel. And a surprise move by the Virginia Bar Association is raising questions.
Just happened.
As Ephraim Graham explained, some fear the organization's actions may embolden Israel's enemies.
Victory is the label on this online petition at change.org. It protests Israel as the location of the Virginia State Bar's upcoming legal seminar. Although the bar's members number more than 30,000, just 39 people signed it. Yet that was enough to lead to the trip's cancellation. By holding this year's seminar in Israel, the petition reads, the VSB accepts discriminatory practices and policies against Arab, Muslim, and Palestinian members on the basis of their race, religion, and national origin, effectively preventing these members from attending. The decision to cancel the trip angered Ron Halber, head of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington.
I think they caved into pressure, they made a decision, and were not aware of the blowback.
Additional complaints came from state legislators who just weeks ago passed a resolution restating the Commonwealth's longstanding commitment to Israel. The Speaker of the House of Delegates, Bill Howell, wrote a letter urging the state bar to reconsider its decision. The state bar's decision to cancel this upcoming trip is inconsistent with the policy of the Commonwealth and sends the wrong signal about our relationship with Israel. I feel that it is very important that every agency of the Commonwealth take steps to demonstrate our commitment to Israel and its people. This decision does the opposite. The president of the state bar tried to smooth things over, saying, quote, "We are not expressing opinions regarding Israel's border security measures," he wrote. "We are merely recognizing the reality that our very large and diverse membership includes individuals who may encounter lengthy examination and possible rejection in attempting to navigate the immigration security procedures in Israel." The BDS movement is designed to delegitimize the state of Israel by encouraging boycotting, divesting, and sanctioning of the Jewish state. Halber says that, like it or not, the Virginia State Bar and other organizations who bow to similar pressure encourage the BDS movement.
When American institutions or American organizations look like they're boycotting Israel, whether they wish it looks like they are that way or not, it becomes part of the BDS narrative. They use it as an opportunity to rally their people.
Ephraim Graham, CBN News.
So I was in this restaurant. It was a buffet restaurant, and my wife and I were eating in this restaurant. And I noticed that the owners of this restaurant, or at least the people that worked in this restaurant, there was this African-American couple that were in there, and they were eating in the same restaurant that we were eating in. And it was Asian leadership or ownership or waiting on the people in this particular, maybe it was a Chinese-type restaurant or whatever. But then I noticed, my goodness, the way they're talking to this other couple over here, I thought, it was very degrading. And finally, I walked up to that manager and I said, that is inappropriate. Well, how you're treating this couple over here, I'm not going to even shop in your business. I'm not going to tolerate that kind of behavior. I am not going to do business with you. See, when racism's present, when you see people treating people badly because of their race and because of their belief in the context of that, you're going to have to take a stand. And if you want everybody to be your friend, and if you're hanging out with people who hate God, who hate Jews, and hate people of color, then you're hanging out with the wrong crowd. You're hanging out with a crowd that's not walking with God. We have to be able to stand up. You know, as Christians, we stand up for people. We stand up for God. We stand up for Israel and all the nations. And when you have this Virginia Bar Association making this decision, that's based on, we have people in our organization, based on these reports now, that don't want to associate or fellowship with or won't be appreciated in Israel. Therefore, we're going to no longer do business with Israel, which is going to feed into the whole narrative of more racism towards Israel. Now, the word they use is anti-Semitism, but most people don't understand. That's called racism. Racism towards a man and a woman just because they're Jewish. And this will give you a little hint here. God's chosen folks that he said, listen, I'm going to call you out, Jacob, I'm going to call Abraham, and I'm going to bring you out from among the people, and I'm going to make you my people. And then he's going to have a son. He's going to name Isaac, and he's going to have a son. His name is going to be Jacob. And this Jacob's going to go through a transition. And one day in this transition, when he wrestles with God, he's going to change his name from Jacob to Israel. And when you mess with Israel, when you just say, I'm not going to do business with Israel just because I'm going to lose business or people are going to hate me, you're going to keep eating at that restaurant that treated somebody horrifically because they're racist towards somebody. What you're doing is you're saying, I actually, through my participation in that, staying with a law firm like that that says, you know, this is what we feel, it's just saying, you know, you're agreeing with it. You know, evil, truly, like Dr. King said, and you know, you think about Dr. King, you think about this, evil truly is when good men do nothing. We're in agreement. We're in agreement with people. When we don't stand up and say, I mean, we should just be repulsed by it. We just be, that's not going to happen. And it's time for us as Christians, and I'm not the world, we're not telling people who don't, you know, whatever you feel like, but if you're a Christian, you are for folks. You would go there despite anything to do business if you said you're going to do business, and you would be totally upset. And this news reporter is reporting is potentially, we're thinking that maybe this is against, you know, this is maybe anti-Semitism, maybe hate crime. It's like, yes, they shot a Jewish grandfather's children with paintballs on the street while he was dressed in his attire. I'm telling you, we got to wake up. We got to stand for God and this country, the original tent, in that order, and stand with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.